Business and Finance. The Kenya Revenue Authority, KRA, marked Service Week by establishing a service center at the Malaba One-Stop Border Post, OSBP, to enhance trade efficiency and expand revenue collection. The Under One Roof Center, the new one-stop shop, will integrate all partner government agencies, PGAs, operating at the Malaba OSBP to help address the traffic snarl up, which is majorly orchestrated from time wastage by clearing agencies moving from one department to another to seek clearance. This collaborative model seeks to break down silos among government entities, fostering synergy and eliminating delays in the clearance process for traders, said Macharia, the KRA Deputy Commissioner Border Control and Enforcement. According to KRA, the service center aims to expedite the movement of goods and people by reducing clearing time and mitigating revenue pilferage, which result from smuggling and massive bribery occasioned by cartels at the custom. He added that they anticipate revenue collected to grow by 80% along the busy border of Malaba OSBP in the next financial year. The center will play a significant role in revolutionizing public service delivery and establishing a citizen-centric approach that improves the efficiency and effectiveness of public service delivery, Macharia added. Opening of the new KRA service center at Malaba to enhance trade and cooperation to boost trade and revenue collection. KRA has crucial mandates which extend beyond revenue collection, which include trade facilitation, border control and security by enhancing civic education and training to traders and social groups in effort to mitigate effects of smuggling. Our primary mandate is customer service delivery and providing a business-enabling climate by reducing barriers and cost associated in doing business, he noted. KRA has experienced remarkable growth in customs revenue, largely attributed to implementation of one-stop border posts at various border posts. Malaba OSBP is very instrumental in domestic revenue as it enhances regional and international trade, and the post controls over 80% of the custom revenue collected at all border posts. The service center will help break down silence among various government agencies and enhance cooperation, thus boosting trade and revenue both at local and international forums at OSBP, Macharia added. The DC gave a stern warning to custom officials who were behind the revenue pilferage and theft of KRA gadgets that their days are numbered, and already the government has set intelligence in place to crack down on the syndicate. The sentiments were echoed by Deputy Commissioner Marketing and Communication Grace Wandera, that the institution has taken the concerns raised by truck drivers, cross-border traders and clearing agencies seriously, and they will see drastic changes from security, operation and service delivery. The KRA officials served over 200 truck drivers with a cup of coffee and a snack to express its gratitude to them for the partnership. Currently, the Malaba OSBP handles an average of 2,000 trucks daily, 1,400 for outbound cargo and 600 for inbound cargo, and is expected to boost numbers with a revenue target of over 10 billion per year. This visit came 1 month after truck drivers issued a strike notice over insecurity and inefficiency at the custom, where drivers experienced regular scanners breakdown, causing snarl up to go as far as beyond Kanduyi.